Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I want you to realize just how important prayer really is. I want to show you one thing about prayer. And that is this. The second principle is expect delays to your answers. Now, we don't generally hear that preached. But again, because often we don't go into the original language and see what God is really saying to us, I want to read to you a verse that sounds so great on the surface that Jesus said about asking and receiving, and read it to you in the Greek, what it actually says. So let's all turn to Matthew chapter 7. You're already in chapter 6. Go to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. And Pastor Steve, you're going to read that verse for us. It's a great verse, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And then I read it in the Greek. And it's a little different. Go ahead.
Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto
you. A beautiful verse. Ask, will receive. Seek, will find. Knock, the door will be open. Listen to what it actually says. Now remember, the second principle is what? What is it?
Expect delays.
Expect delays in your answers. So listen to what it says. Keep on asking. Well, if you have to keep on asking, guess what? You didn't get it the first time. It goes on to say, keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. I'm going to read it again because I want you to get the point. When you pray for an answer, expect your answers to be delayed. Now, God's delays are not God's denials. But God uses every opportunity to teach us faith, to trust Him. And that's why most times you're going to wait for the answer to your prayer. To learn how to trust God when He doesn't give you something immediately. Now, if some of you could see yourself in God's eyes, you'd see yourself even as your little children who come to you and can't wait for you to answer them. You may be in a conversation, they pull on your coat. And if you don't respond, mommy, daddy, if you don't respond long enough, they start singing a song. Mommy, daddy, I'm trying to get your attention. I want it now. Would you stop what you're doing and give me what I want? Well, that's what you do when you camp out before the Lord and start singing to Him. I just need to worship. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. Sure wish you would hurry up and answer my prayer. But I'm just here to worship and to wait. Oh, Lord, please, oh, God, can't you see I need you? Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. Could you please pay attention to me, Lord? How many of you are impatient to get an answer from the Lord? Don't even raise your hand. That's most of us. We are so impatient. It's because we've read this portion of Scripture and not understood what it says. It says, keep on asking and you'll receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open. Now, verse 8 says, for everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. So don't get discouraged when your answers seem to take a long time. That is in God's plan. Again, God's delays are not His denials. God hears and He knows what you need. In fact, the Bible says God knows what you need before you even ask. But he likes for you to ask, because you have to become dependent upon the Lord. Now listen to this parable that Jesus told. It has to do with waiting on God for an answer. In Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 9, I'll read that for you. Then teaching them more about prayer, he used this illustration. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You would shout up to him, "A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit and I have nothing to give him to eat." And he would call down from his bedroom and say, "Please don't ask me to get up. It's too late. The door is locked. We're all in the bed. I just can't help you now." Now listen to what Jesus says. "But I'll tell you this, though he won't do it as a friend, if you just keep knocking long enough, he'll get up and give you everything you want just because you persist." And so it is with prayer. Keep on asking and you will keep on getting. Keep on looking and you will keep on finding. Knock and the door will be open. Well, Tom, you're going to come back one more time, because I want to show you something, saints, something that you may not be aware of when it comes to God. And it has to do with the answers to our prayers. Tom is praying and he's asking God for something. And what he's asking for will be represented by this guitar. So he is on his knees, diligently asking God. He's praying, "Lord, please, I need this. I trust you. I know what your word says. Your word says, ask." Well, today, Pastor Steve just kind of shattered my theology, because it actually says in the Greek, "keep on asking." Well, Lord, I'm going to keep on asking. Well, please answer my prayers. Now, saints, I want you to know this. The first day you pray, God has heard your prayer. Did you hear what I said? God is not deaf. God is not blind. The first day you prayed, God heard your prayer. But he's waiting. What is he waiting for? He is waiting until you understand the process, that you must keep on praying and not get discouraged. So as you continue to pray, God begins to answer your prayer. But if you should stop what you've been praying for, remains where you stopped praying. God always meant to answer your prayer, you see, but you stopped praying. Many of the things you've been praying for are still where you left off praying. They were on their way to you, but you stopped praying. God's delays are not denial. We're supposed to keep on praying. We're supposed to keep on seeking. We're supposed to keep on knocking. That's God's way. So we must understand this whole method of prayer with God is a relationship where we're to understand how God answers our prayers. He expects to see you every day. Your life depends upon it. Your provisions depend upon it. Your answers to prayer depend upon it. And if you will continue to pray, the thing that you've been praying about, God allows it to come just a little bit closer. But the minute you stop praying again, it's right there. It stays there. You're wondering, why hasn't God heard me? Why hasn't God answered? He knows that I want this thing so bad. I've been praying and praying. I've been praying and praying. And it's not here yet. and you feel discouraged, and then you go to the pastor or a friend and you try and get counsel. Am I right for what I'm asking God for? Should I be seeking God for this? Is this something that I should be praying for? And depending how they feel that day, they'll give you some answer that may not be biblical at all. Some of the answers are, well, if you prayed one time, you don't have to pray anymore. That's not biblical. There was a teaching like that. That if you pray more than one time, you are operating in unbelief. Oh, that's anti-scripture. That's not what the Bible teaches. That's what a man teaches. God says you got to keep on asking. God says, do not stop. The Bible says we ought to pray and not faint. In other words, pray to the conclusion of the matter. Pray until you get what you're praying for. So when you start to pray again and you keep waiting on the Lord, if you wait long enough, you get what you prayed for. Now at this point, and it's comical, but it's true, you are shocked. You are so surprised that God gave you the answer to that prayer. It kind of snuck up on you. And you say, I'm laughing because I didn't know it was still coming.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
I'm going to show it to you in Scripture. Let's turn to Luke chapter 18. Everybody turn to Luke chapter 18. We're talking about prayer. We're talking about some principles that will help you to pray right. Many of us pray, but we don't pray right. We have the wrong frame of mind about prayer. You must pray every day for your provisions. And you must be consistent in your prayers and expect delays. It's all a part of God's plan. I'm going to ask Pastor Steve to read for us verses 1 through 8. Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Go ahead.
And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint.
All right. Jesus is saying here what he said in the last parable. When you pray for something, don't give up. Pray and do not faint. Pray and don't give up. Now he gives us an illustration in this parable. Go ahead, Steve.
Saying, there was in a city a judge who feared not God nor regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to the judge, saying, avenge me of my enemy. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wearies me.
Now, let me read in another version. This is cute, but I'm reading here. A widow of the city came to the godless judge repeatedly, appealing for justice against someone who had harmed her. In those days, if you were a widow, people would take advantage of you, just like today. The judge ignored her for a while, but eventually, listen, she wore him out. Because wherever the judge was, she showed up. If he was at the supermarket, she would show up in the produce aisle behind the cabbage. When are you going to take care of this for me, Judgy? If he got out to the parking lot, she was waiting by his car, wiping down the window. Not with Windex, though. Judge, I've been trying to get to you, but you're not answering my request. When he would get home, a place of solitude, guess who met him at the door? The widow. She wore him out. She would not turn it loose. She kept saying, avenge me, answer my request. Verse 5 says, but this woman is driving me crazy, even though I do not fear God or man. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she's wearing me out and because of a constant request. Now read verse 6, Pastor Steve.
And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says. Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he hear long, though he bear long with them?
Now listen. Did you hear what he just read to you? Did you hear what he just read? Read it again, slowly and loud.
And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night?
Now stop. Did you get it? How long are they praying? They're crying out day and night. Hello? They are crying out to God day and night for days, asking God, answer this prayer. And God says, shall not God answer your prayers as you cry out to me day and night? Now read the next portion of that verse.
Day and night unto him, though he bears long with them.
Though he bears long, which means though he takes his time. God takes his time answering some prayers. He doesn't want you to get discouraged, but he takes his time answering some prayers. Keep reading.
I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth?
Now, this is real interesting what the Lord says there, because he said something that makes you think that he's saying something that he didn't say. That is the portion where Jesus says, I tell you he will answer, and he will answer speedily. That's a word we use in English to make us think something happens in a hurry. That's not what he's saying. How do we know? Because we already know through the parable, the judge did not answer her quickly. So Jesus couldn't be saying, God will answer your prayers very quickly. So what does this word mean? It actually means in the Greek, at a fixed time, in a fixed place, by surprise. In other words, God hears your prayers the first time you pray, and he says, yes, I will do it. But he says, I will do it on a certain date, a certain time, and a certain place. Now think of this. Your prayers are not the only prayers that are going up to God. Do you know people are praying all over the world? And God simply says, Arnon, I answer your prayer. Soon as he prays, he says, Arnon, February the 1st at 10:01 in the morning, while you are in your study, you will have exactly what you asked for. But Arnon keeps praying because he never heard God say that. God does not consult you. He just expects that you read his word. God does not visit every one of us and say that on a certain day, at a certain time, in a certain place, I'm going to answer that. No. He just says, read the Greek translation for speedily. In other words, God is saying that all of our prayers have a time lock on them. Now, if you've ever worked in a bank, you know that most of those banks with those vaults have a time lock. And you can even know how to get into that safe. But once it is locked until the next day at the time it is to be unlocked. That's how God answers your prayer. God assigns a time, a place, and a location for your prayer. And when you get to that time, that place, God does it. But the interesting thing is that it will always be by surprise. God is going to surprise you when he answers your prayer. Sometimes you're going to say, just like we illustrated with Tom, I thought he had forgotten. I didn't know I was going to get this. Most of your prayers, the answers will come by surprise. Why? Because God wants to show his love for you. And God loves to surprise you. If we were to really understand the character of God, who he really is, it would amaze us. The Bible says that the character of the Spirit of God is love, joy, peace. The characteristics of God are so happy and so joyful. Most of the time when we pray, God wants to know, what are you afraid of? That's why usually he says, fear not. Don't be afraid. He had to tell Joshua, be courageous, be strong. What are you so afraid about? In fact, in Matthew, the Bible says, don't be like the heathen. Don't be like the unbelievers, because God knows everything that you need. If God clothes the flowers in the field, that in Texas, when it gets too cold, they all dry up and die. And if he feeds the birds in the air, will he not also take care of your needs? And Jesus put behind it, ye of little faith. Why? Because everything you need and everything you've asked for according to God's will, he's already answered it. But there's a time lock on your answer. But I want to encourage you today, keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. For everyone who asks will receive. Everyone who seeks will find. And Jesus assured us, if we just keep on knocking, that door is going to open. I don't know what you're praying for today, but when we understand how God answers prayer, we cooperate with our Creator. And we're a lot happier. And we have expectation knowing that the first day that we prayed, he heard. Now we're just waiting for the day that it's going to happen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of the message for today is Prayer and Your Destiny. This is part two. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We are praying for divine safety, protection, and provision. Your word says, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. In the shadow of your wings will I trust. We love you and we bless you and we thank you, Lord. that you watch over us, that all is well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.